John 16:23-28. You will ask the Father in my name. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Jesus continually talked about his Father. He came to reveal the Father to us and to reconcile us to God so that we can live in a love relationship with him. Jesus said to his disciples in John 16:25, I will show you plainly the Father. One scholar wrote the following about this statement. The purpose of Bible study is not simply to understand profound truths, but to get to know the Father better. If our reading and Bible study falls short of this, it does more harm than good. The Spirit of God reveals Jesus and the Father to us through the Word of God. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the grace of the cross. Thank you that our sins are forgiven and we can come to you boldly because of what Jesus has done for us. We come to your Word again today and ask that your Spirit will lead us, teach us, and speak to us. Speak to us plainly of the Father today. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 16:23-28. You will ask the Father in my name. Let's read verses 23-28 to get the overall flow of this passage. Beginning with verse 23, in that day you will ask me no questions. Most certainly, I tell you, whatever you may ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Verse 25, I have spoken these things to you in figures of speech, but the time is coming when I will no more speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I don't say to you that I will pray to the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father, and I have come into the world again. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Let's begin with verses 23 and 24. In that day you will ask me no questions. Most certainly I tell you, whatever you may ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Meditation question. How did Jesus make it possible for the disciples and us to ask the Father directly? As we have pointed out in almost every chapter in the Gospel of John, Jesus came into this world to reveal the Father to us and to bring us into a love relationship with him. Jesus lived with his disciples and communicated directly with them. Very soon, Jesus would return to his Father, having opened the way for them to know the Father and relate to him directly. Jesus said that we could ask the Father directly in his name, and he would give it to us. Jesus taught them about the importance of prayer, both with words and by example. In John 16:23-28, Jesus emphasized praying to the Father in his name. Jesus mentioned praying to the Father in my name in John chapters 14, 15, and 16. I will quickly read these verses. John 14:13, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 15:16, that whatever you will ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John 16:23, most certainly I tell you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And in John 16:26, in that day you will ask in my name. Jesus said in verse 24, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Jesus did teach them about praying to the Father in Matthew 7:7-11, and in other places. Jesus taught them to ask, seek, and not. He assured them that our Father in heaven is more concerned about us than we are about our own children. He gives good gifts to those who ask him. The disciples had prayed to the Father, but praying in the name of Jesus was something new. This became clearer with their understanding of what Jesus did through the cross and his ascension to the Father's right hand. Jesus said that if we ask in his name, we will receive, and your joy will be full. It says in Psalm 16:11, "In your presence is fullness of joy." True joy is not found in getting more things or more money. Joy is found in the presence of God. Prayer is not an obligation or a religious activity. It is a relationship in which we talk to God and he talks with us. Joy is found in knowing him. I have joy in the presence of my wife, not because I get something or go somewhere. We have joy just being together and doing things together. However, sometimes I ask her to do something, or she asks me to do something. We are happy to get something we want or need, but the real joy is in the relationship. The same is true of our relationship with God. He provides what we need with many blessings, but our real joy is in knowing him. In the previous passage, Jesus talked about the joy the disciples would have when they saw Jesus after the resurrection. They were full of joy because they knew that Jesus was alive and that he is the Lord of all. In the same way, when we pray and God gives us what we have asked for, our joy is in the giver, not in the gift. When he answers our prayers, we experience God's love, mercy, and the Father's heart for us, his children. This is why our joy is full. Meditation question. Why can we have confidence that our Father will answer our prayers? Jesus made it possible for us to know the Father and live in a love relationship with him through the cross. We can enter the presence of the Father with confidence entirely because of what Jesus has done for us. We can talk with the Father about anything and make requests of him because of Jesus' merits, not ours. We come to the Father boldly through Jesus. This is what it means to pray in his name. Jesus revealed the Father to us and, through the cross, reconciled us to him. It is written in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God." When Jesus died on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom, indicating that he opened the way for us to go into the presence of God with confidence through the blood of Jesus, as it says in Hebrews 10:19. We can now ask the Father in Jesus' name. This means we can ask the Father based on what Jesus has done for us. Our sins are forgiven, and we can come into the presence of God because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We have become children of God and a part of God's family because of what Jesus has done for us. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. When we have come into a new relationship with God and know him because of what Jesus has done for us, this is what it means to pray in Jesus' name. Jesus continued talking with his disciples about their relationship with the Father in verses 25 to 28. "I have spoken these things to you in figures of speech, but the time is coming when I will no more speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I don't say that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." Meditation question. What did Jesus tell his disciples about their relationship with the Father? In John 16:25, Jesus told his disciples, "I will tell you plainly about the Father." Jesus' main emphasis throughout the Gospel of John was on knowing the Father. He told them he would no longer speak to them in figures of speech. For example, he told them they would have sorrow like a woman giving birth to a child, but their sorrow would be turned into joy, like a mother when the baby is born. The disciples did not understand this and many other things Jesus said until after the resurrection. However, Jesus said he would tell them plainly about the Father. In verses 26 and 27, Jesus said that that they could now pray directly to the Father because the Father himself loves you. Jesus made it possible to go directly to the Father. In many religions, and even in some Christian groups, people go through a priest, a pastor, or a guru, but cannot know God themselves. But Jesus came that we may know the Father. He said, I will tell you plainly about the Father. This is a fulfillment of the promise of the new covenant given in Jeremiah 31, 33, and 34. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel in those days, says the Lord. I will put my law into their inward parts. I will write them in their heart, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will no longer each teach his neighbor and every man teach his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me from their least to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sins no more. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. Through him, our sins are forgiven. Through him, all who believe and love Jesus will know the Lord. It says, all will know me from the least to the greatest. In verse 27, Jesus said, For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Without any doubt, the Father loves us and is pursuing a love relationship with us that is real and personal. He wants us to walk with him, talk with him, and to know him. Jesus said in John 16:28, I have come from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Jesus would cry from the cross in a few short hours, It is finished. The work the Father had given him would be complete, and he would return to his Father. The new covenant, or the new agreement between God and mankind, was established through the shed blood of Christ. The purpose is that we would all know the Father and live in his love. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into this world, for revealing the Father to us, and for reconciling us to him through the cross. Please continue to reveal yourself and the Father to us through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Thank you for your love, your presence, and for all of the blessings you give us.